New Zealand First has thrown a wrench in the works of the abortion debate, suggesting its MPs' support for reform may depend on a binding referendum. The Justice Minister, Andrew Little, unveiled legislation yesterday which would make it easier for women to get abortions, but the 11th-hour revelation from New Zealand First has caught him off guard. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Labor and New Zealand First have been in negotiations about abortion for months, wrangling to get the proposed law change agreeable to both sides. And yesterday, with the bill's announcement, it appeared consensus had finally been reached. Today, Winston Peters put that in doubt.
This was not in our manifesto at the last election. It's not part of our coalition agreement in any way, shape or form.
And Mr. Peters is now talking about possibly putting it to the public.
But referendums are what New Zealand First has stood for a long time when it comes to conscience issues. We don't have to raise it earlier. Everybody that's been dealing with us knows that.
Everybody except, seemingly, his senior MP, Tracy Martin. Just last night she told RNZ the party had no plans to push for a referendum. Today, a different tune.
I've made the comments on the record around New Zealand First Caucus and I don't have any further to make right this minute.
The news certainly caught the Justice Minister, Andrew Little, off guard, who first heard talk of the new position from reporters while heading into Parliament.
Well, it's never been raised with me in the months of discussions that I've had, so if it's a last-minute attempt by them, but in the end, like every SOP, and I imagine there will be lots of them, they'll have to get the support of the House.
So,
New Zealand First's votes could be critical to the bill's success, with many MPs keeping their cards close to their chest. For the most part, Labour MPs are on side.
Absolutely for it. It's about time it came out of the crime scene.
For me, it's a woman's right to choose.
Yeah, voting for it.
Yeah, I'm a yes.
I don't think I've got any right to tell a woman what to do with her body, so yeah, I'll happily vote yes.
But a small number are less committal, with some promising to vote for the first reading, but not guaranteeing any further.
Life is precious in Māori culture and I need to talk to my people.
I'll vote with my conscience.
It's a difficult one because it is a life and death issue.
The split within the National Party is even more prominent. The more liberal wing, think Chris Bishop and Paula Bennett, is full-throated in its support.
I'll support the bill.
Look, I fundamentally think that abortion is a matter for women.
I've always been pro-choice.
Ultimately, a woman does need to have control over her own body.
But those more conservative, think Maggie Barry and Simeon Brown, are either firmly opposed or still biding their time.
Look, I can't in good conscience support legislation which will essentially legalise late-term abortion, which, in my mind, is something which is very, very extreme.
In my clinical life, clearly I've worked with a lot of this and I'll be voting against.
Well, I haven't seen the bill, so I'd be a bit silly to leap to it, wouldn't I?
I haven't had a chance to look at the bill yet, but I will be doing that today and I'll let you know after that.
Some of those on the fence may get some cover from their leader. National's Simon Bridges, traditionally conservative on such matters, has signalled he'll back the bill at its first reading, though his long-term support will depend on some changes being made.
It seems to me there should be significantly stronger safeguards than that post-20 weeks and late term, and that to me is where the focus for me should be, but it'll be for select committee to go through that, and I'll be watching that very closely.
All eight Green MPs will support the bill, as will the ACT leader David Seymour and independent Jamie Lee Ross. But whether it gets over the line will depend on how National and Labour split, and yes, New Zealand First. Atu iti whare parimata mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Craig McCulloch ahau.